As we reported yesterday, many residents of Milwaukee are calling for criminal charges against a police officer fired for violating department rules in the shooting death of an unarmed mentally ill man last April. And now those residents say they're tired of waiting. The officer, Christopher Manny, violated the rules by approaching the sleeping man, Dontre Hamilton, and patting him down. Hamilton grabbed the officer's baton and struck him. Officer Manny fired 14 shots. A new state law requires an independent report before criminal charges can be brought against anyone. In August, the Wisconsin Division of Criminal Investigation did the report and delivered it to the district attorney, John Chisholm. Yesterday, Milwaukee Alderman Joe Davis Sr. said the DA should make a decision in the case or resign. Well, Milwaukee County DA John Chisholm is here to respond. Mr. Chisholm, why haven't you made a decision by now?
What I need right now is the opinion of two outside independent experts. So I've asked both the FBI and an independent national expert to look at the single most important issue in our review of this case, and that regards the use of force by the police officer. It is a complicated scene, primarily because it occurred in downtown Milwaukee at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and there were dozens and dozens of witnesses. And with a recent change in law, there has been a expectation that we make as independent a review as possible.
But you already have the report from the state of Wisconsin, the independent report that was delivered on August 8th.
That's simply the factual report. That does not analyze use of force. Because of the change in law, they became the lead law enforcement investigators for the case itself. And no, that's why I am going to an outside expert.
As we heard from Alderman Davis, he feels his community has been extremely patient. Does that part of your thinking that, you know, 6 months is a long time to ask people to wait?
What I can tell you is in a historical context, it is not. And I've done dozens of officer-involved shootings. We usually try to accomplish those within 2 or 3 months. Sometimes they take longer based on the facts, circumstances. They've taken as long as a year. It will not take a year. And it would, quite frankly, be irresponsible of me to make a determination of whether a crime occurred without having that analysis.
Well, you know what the family and supporters of Dontre Hamilton are saying, that the policeman has already been fired because he violated his department's rules in even approaching Mr. Hamilton and touching him while he was sleeping.
Sure.
They feel it's pretty open and shut.
Yeah, the determination that's made by the police chief for administrative rules violations is completely different standard than whether or not a crime was occurred and whether that can be proven beyond a reasonable doubt.
Yeah.
And I have to do that independent of any outside or external pressures. I certainly am aware of the family's concerns. I always bring the family into these investigations, so there's no hidden balls here.
Well, you're saying you're not going to react to external pressure. How much is your eye on Ferguson, Missouri?
Every community is different, and every fact circumstance is different. And I think that people around the country are always concerned about officer-involved shootings and use of force, and rightfully so. We're concerned about it. That's why we devote as many resources as we do to come to a fair determination and to hold people accountable if they've acted improperly.
That's Milwaukee District Attorney John Chisholm. Thank you.
Thank you.